Chris Johnson. Did you like that addition?
I did. I guess I'm curious to see how he plays now, where he's got a team that's got a better supporting cast. He's got a good defense over there. You know they're going to run the ball. They were sixth in rushing last year. And there's a guy I'm familiar with, the running backs coach Anthony Lynn. We played together. So Anthony's pretty good at getting the most out of his backs. So I think I like that because they have different style of running backs. You got Bilal Powell. You got Chris Ivory, who's a big downhill type guy. So I like the addition of Chris Johnson because it gives him a different sort of a change of back.
TD, you have said on NFL Network that you believe that Michael Vick will be the starter for the Jets in week one. Why?
I do. Just the history and the of how Michael Vick comes in. And he always plays well in camp. He's always a guy that tends to win the battles. And he plays well early. So I think in this situation, you have a young Geno Smith, a guy who struggled last year. I think the connection with offensive coordinator Marty Morningwick is going to be a lot more familiar to Mike. He's going to come out there and play well. And I think opening day, he starts.
Jets go out and sign Eric Decker. What do you think he's going to look like in a green and white uniform? And what can the fan base anticipate from him coming here?
He's going to look good. You know, Eric Decker's always looked good no matter who was throwing the ball to him. I mean, even when Tim was in Denver, Eric Decker was always a guy that came to play. He's consistent, which you like about him. He's not a guy that's going to, he's not going to stretch a defense. But he's going to be a guy that can work pretty good at the intermediate routes, the short routes. He's going to get open. He's pretty good at running routes. He's going to play. That's, you look at Eric Decker, he's going to come to play every Sunday. And that's what you guys got.